News Talk ZB and the New Zealand Herald present Cooking the Books with Frances Cook, demystifying your finances.
Hi, I'm Frances Cook. Welcome to the show. You don't need me to tell you it's an expensive time of year. I start to feel the dread of Christmas around October, reminding me I need to buy people presents, stock up on food, and prepare for the social calendar to be flooded. All of the Christmas festivities are fun, don't get me wrong, but they can definitely leave you with a fiscal hangover. So, in the spirit of Christmas, I thought I'd get the Cooking the Books community together to share their best tips with each other. I asked those who follow my pages on Facebook and Twitter how they got through Christmas without totally blowing the budget. We're a bunch of frugally minded people, let's be honest. And the last time we did a community episode, I was impressed at the great advice people had to offer. So here it is with a Christmas theme. Here's how all of you save money in the silly season.
News Talk ZB presents Cooking the Books with Frances Cook, boosting your business confidence.
Now, before we get started, I just want to put a disclaimer right up front. While we're all clearly interested in personal finance, that's why we're here, I'm assuming none of my listeners are financial advisors. And besides, this really isn't an investing advice episode. This is a bunch of people sharing what works for them at Christmas time, a lot of it quite clever and creative. From that, you can pick and choose the bits of advice that you think will work for you. We're all different. So without further ado, here's tip number one. Be picky about who actually gets a present. Now, this might sound a little Scrooge-ish, but I think it's a great point. It's easy to feel like you need to be Santa and buy something expensive and thoughtful for everyone from your boss's first cousin to the mailman's dog. But there are better ways to go about it. Here's one from Cassie.
Have a great secret Santa for extended family Christmas functions. It's so much easier and cheaper, especially for our family, who only see each other once a year. A present for each person was a bit ridiculous.
Secret Santas were a popular idea. Here's another from Michaela.
Secret Santa, where every adult buys for another randomly drawn adult with a $40 limit. Every family still buys for the kids, but with the same $40 limit. That way, everyone is spending about the same amount. It does help that there are currently only two little kids.
I think a Secret Santa is an awesome idea, and I might need to bring it in for my family. But there were suggestions that went even further. Here's one from Morgan.
We have an arrangement in our families where none of the adults get each other gifts. Money is better spent on getting together, food and the kids. Everyone's on board with it. It saves time and stress as well as money.
Janelle summed it up really well with her post.
Sometimes we buy gifts for the sake of it and get things for people that they don't really need or want. Chat with your siblings, friends, etc. about agreeing to not buy gifts for one another. It may seem stingy, but it works for us. We focus on spending time together and enjoying Christmas and the summer with each other.
Which I think is great priorities. Everyone is a bit less stressed. You can maybe afford a second punnet of cherries if you go without the presents and spend that time chilling out together. It's so easy to put ourselves through the ringer of trying not to appear stingy. But maybe everyone around you feels the same way and you could all cut yourselves a break. However, if you really can't bring yourself to do that, then we're on to tip number two. Go secondhand for presents. From the people who messaged me, this seems to be particularly useful for kids. At least that's what works for Aaron.
When the kids were little, I bought their presents at the Salvation Army. They didn't know the difference, and no adult presents. One year I bought a whole lot of Barbie things, another year it was Polly Pockets. Because they were young, they just enjoyed unwrapping and the quality of the stuff was so good that now, 10 years later, they still use it. It's handy that I had three girls. It is harder now they're older, they request pricier things. So we try to use credit card points, flybys, etc. I still look out for bargains at second-hand shops though.
Which is great, you've really covered off the life cycle of buying for kids there. Megan had a great tip on how to make this work for adults.
I hand make gifts and people really appreciate them. I also love buying secondhand vintage gifts at op shops. I like putting things such as food into a beautiful vintage plate or glass. It looks stunning and costs almost nothing.
Which is so clever. That's thoughtful, beautiful and useful. Give me food and a pretty plate to reuse and you might be my new favourite person. There are many ways to give secondhand gifts, though, and not all of them involve popping down to your local Sally's. Here's Joy.
Dear, I mention re-gifting.
Of course it needs to be from last year and to a different circle of friends. It's recycling what you can't use, and I can't do something like baking this year, not with the price of butter.
True, sometimes making food is deceptively expensive. Meanwhile, regifting is free. Suze was also right on the regifting bandwagon.
I'm a big fan of thoughtful regifting, especially for girly prezzies. Perfume, toiletries, jewellery. I'm not into that at all, but others would love it.
I love these tips because really, Christmas is the biggest deal for the kids. For us adults, we might not mind the Secret Santa or even prefer it. But if the kids are used to a bunch of presents, they might feel like you stole Christmas if you suddenly downsize it. Meanwhile, if you do something like regifting, that's reducing waste and saving money. Yes, you do need to be diplomatic about it. Don't make it so that the person who gave you that present will see you give it to someone else. But if you're like me and you're fussy, sometimes you're hard to buy for. That's fine. Think of it as the person who bought you the gift buying you a slightly cheaper Christmas the next time around. Don't keep something you don't want. It's pointless. Tip number 3, get crafty. This is for the skilled people amongst us, but there are some great things you can give that are more meaningful than an expensive present. Here's Tess.
I make my family preserves and chutneys for Christmas. Not my young relatives, but my dad and aunts and uncles and granddad.
I really do think the best chutneys are the homemade kind, so I would personally be thrilled with that kind of present. Here's one from Machu, also voiced by Machu, so straight from the horse's mouth, here's his tip.
I like to give a book of vouchers to my wife. A free back rub here, an afternoon of whinge-free renovating there, a free dinner out somewhere, things like that. You can make up quite a few, and while there's no upfront cost, it's more special because it's a chance to spend more time together.
Which is very romantic. I've said it before, Matthew, but your wife is a very lucky lady. Like all of these tips, some people will rag on the homemade gifts because they think you're being cheap. And while, yes, the point of this episode is to save money, I think these ideas actually bring us back to what Christmas is about. Spending time together, doing something thoughtful to help another person out, it actually forces you to think about things a bit more. Now, the next tip is a little tricky for this year, but it's still important to mention. Tip number 4, plan ahead. Here's Ben.
We buy presents on Auckland anniversary weekend. Large sales are usually on from then until Easter as retailers try to get rid of the Christmas overstock. We also grow a vegetable and fruit garden and get the booze in September. That leaves savings for socialising.
Ben also sent me pictures of his veggie garden over Twitter and it was impressive. You could definitely feed the family with that. Meanwhile, Libby puts money away through the year.
It's not necessarily saving money now per se, but we have a gifts account we put money into every payday for birthdays and Christmas to help with buying this time of year. My husband and I have a set amount to contribute every payday.
This was a great idea that turned up more than once. Olivia also had a version of this.
One of our many bank accounts is called Family Presents, and we put $100 a month in it. It generally covers all of our birthday and Christmas, wedding, engagement, and baby shower gifts. I also think of what I need and start getting in on Labor Weekend and Black Friday sales.
Which is so organised, and I would love to start doing this, but I'm a little worried that I'm not quite organised enough to think of presents for those annual sales. But an auto payment into a presents account is something that requires no organisation from me at all. So I think I'm going to adopt that one. Next we have Sally with a very clever trick.
I pay a little bit more each pay on bills such as phone and internet and buy a $5 Christmas Club voucher with my groceries. Then at Christmas time my bills are in credit, so I don't have to pay them in December and January and I can get groceries with my Christmas Club vouchers. Then I can use the bill money for Christmas presents. I start in February so that I have lots of time in case an emergency comes up, and it means it costs just a few dollars each fortnight.
Spreading it over the year like this makes it so much easier to deal with. Now the next one is a tweet sent to me by AUT's Policy Observatory. I apologise, I don't know who runs that account, but their idea was good, so here it is.
True story, join the Supermarket Christmas Club in February. It's a simple way to budget for Christmas season throughout the year. It's just buying vouchers which you use as cash, and if you wait until December, you get a 10% discount when you spend them. When you're hard up, you don't have any savings and don't think about investments. But if some weeks you can find a spare $10 for a Christmas club voucher, your Christmas food budgeting is sorted. It adds up.
Now, I have never used a supermarket club and didn't realise you could get a discount when you spent it. A 10% discount after saving for a year is a really good return on your money, particularly basics like food, where the shops often don't have a big profit margin. I would say be very careful to read the terms and conditions. They will be different from supermarket to supermarket. There are also Christmas clubs that are a total rip-off. You get much less than you pay for. I mean, honestly, how do you think they built that lavish Crisco mansion that Kim.com ended up living in? So read the terms and conditions, shop around, but it can be a great deal if you go to the right place. Tip number 5, spread the load. Christmas is a time when you might feel the pressure to be the perfect host, feeding your entire extended family a 5-course meal. And while overeating is one of my favourite parts of the holiday season, there are ways to do it better. Here's Megan.
We divide up the meal responsibility and cost, so everyone brings one thing, or the wine, or Christmas crackers.
Now, lots of people messaged me with the idea to bring a plate, and I think it's a great idea. Not only do you cut down on the time and stress of producing a mountain of food, you also make sure that you get lots of different types of food. You could allocate it, savouries or sweets or salads or whatever, if you're worried about people doubling up. But personally, I just like to leave it to fate and see what type of food everyone brings. Then you get to relax and eat together and actually enjoy your time more. Saving money is actually the least of the benefits on this one. And lastly, tip number 6. Just take the pressure off. There were lots of people who sent me cheeky messages. Thanks, guys. Joke's on you. I actually think your tips are useful. So here's one from Alan.
I'm a long-time thoughtless gifter. Saves on the stress.
Great work, Alan. You're the one providing the rest of us with stuff we can re-gift to someone else next year. Thanks. And another bit of cheek from Jonathan.
Don't buy presents, eat normal food, and avoid social gatherings.
I also had people say you could hide until the Christmas season is over, only buy presents for yourself, or go on holiday. And while you're all taking the mickey, yes, I see you, I actually think there's a good lesson in here too. Just chill. You don't have to buy the perfect present. You don't have to create the perfect meal. You don't even have to go to those cringy holiday parties if you don't want to or can't afford to. Side note, I love cringy holiday parties because there's free wine and I love tacky Christmas things. Tacky all things, to be honest. But not everyone does, and that's totally cool. Frankly, taking off on holiday and opting out of Christmas shenanigans could work out cheaper sometimes. Do whatever you want to do so that you can actually enjoy the festive season. So, those tips. Number 1, be picky about who actually gets a present. Number 2, go secondhand for presents. Number 3, get crafty. Tip number 4, plan ahead. Tip number 5, spread the load. And tip number 6, just take the pressure off. And that's it for this episode. I'm sure I'll do another social media episode at some point in the future when I think some community wisdom would be helpful. So if you want to be involved in the next one, come and find me online. I'm on Facebook at Frances Cook Journalist and Twitter at Frances Cook. The links are in the description that goes along with this podcast. A huge thank you to Matthew Workman and Georgina Campbell for voicing these comments. And also to Chris Newbold, the audio engineer who helps with every single episode and makes things sound good. He doesn't even complain when I do episodes like this, which are extra work for him. So thanks, Chris. You know you're amazing, but now it's on the record. Now, before you leave, don't forget to subscribe to Cooking the Books on Apple Podcasts and iHeartRadio. Best of luck with the festive season, and until next time, have a great day.
And that's Frances cooking up your business confidence for another week on News Talk ZB.